Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ernest Becker's Pulitzer Prize-winning work, The Denial of Death, dives deep into the intricacies of human behavior, guided by the underlying denial of our mortality. Published in 1973, this revolutionary text combines psychological analysis with philosophical insights, examining how the fear of death is a central influence in character development, mental health, and cultural creation. Becker draws upon the ideas of Sigmund Freud, Otto Rank, and others, proposing that much of humanity's cultural and intellectual output is an elaborate defense mechanism against the knowledge of our mortality. This introduction to the nuances of human motivations behind culture, relationships, and self-esteem challenges readers to confront their deepest fears and offers a new lens through which to view the human experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, terror management theory. Becker's The Denial of Death serves as a foundational text for what would later be known as terror management theory, TMT. This theory posits that human behavior is largely motivated by the fear of death, with individuals engaging in various activities to quell this existential dread. Becker argues that civilization itself can be understood as a complex defense mechanism against the terror of death. He suggests that cultural activities, beliefs, and achievements allow individuals to feel part of something enduring, which provides a sense of symbolic immortality. This aspect of Becker's work not only redefines how we view the function of culture, but also ties individual self-esteem and worldview validation to the mitigation of death anxiety. By understanding TMT, readers can begin to recognize the unconscious motives that drive societal structures and personal achievements. Secondly, heroism and self-esteem. Becker explores the concept of heroism as a central mechanism for denying the reality of death, proposing that the pursuit of a heroic legacy is a way for individuals to achieve a form of symbolic immortality. By becoming heroes in their own narratives, people hope to be remembered after they pass, thus transcending the finality of death. This pursuit influences much of human activity, from the arts and sciences to mundane daily actions. Becker also links the quest for heroism to self-esteem, suggesting that our self-worth is often derived from our perceived success in these endeavors. This section reveals how deeply existential fears influence our motivations and sense of value, providing a basis for reassessing personal ambitions and societal values. Thirdly, the role of romantic love. Ernest Becker delves into the concept of romantic love as a primary defense mechanism against the dread of death, arguing that romantic relationships offer an illusion of safety and continuity. By merging identities with another, individuals can transcend their solitary existence, achieving a type of immortality through connection. Becker's analysis suggests that the intensity and often unrealistic expectations placed on romantic partners are manifestations of deeper existential desires for escape from mortality. This perspective challenges readers to reconsider the motivations behind their relationships and the societal emphasis on romantic love, encouraging a more nuanced understanding of human attachment and its ties to existential fears. Fourthly, depression and mental illness. Becker addresses the relationship between the denial of death and mental health, particularly focusing on depression and other mental illnesses. He posits that these conditions can arise when the defense mechanisms that protect us from the terror of death become overwhelmed or are perceived as inadequate. This vulnerability exposes individuals to the raw fear of their mortality, leading to existential despair. Becker's insights into mental health foreground the importance of robust psychological defenses and the potential mental health consequences when these defenses are breached. This segment not only provides a framework for understanding certain mental health conditions, but also highlights the importance of addressing existential fears in therapeutic contexts. Lastly, cultural and religious coping mechanisms. Becker examines various cultural and religious practices as collective efforts to manage the terror of death, suggesting that these systems provide members with a shared buffer against the existential dread. From rituals that symbolize immortality to beliefs in an afterlife, these mechanisms serve to ease the individual's fear of non-existence by offering a form of symbolic or literal immortality. Becker's analysis extends to the critique of these cultural and religious practices, considering their effectiveness and the potential psychological pitfalls. This discussion fosters an understanding of the deep psychological underpinnings of cultural norms and religious beliefs, encouraging readers to reflect on their own adherence to such practices in the face of mortality. In conclusion, Ernest Becker's The Denial of Death is essential reading for those interested in the psychological mechanisms that underpin human behavior, cultural creation, and the pursuit of meaning in the face of our mortality. It is particularly beneficial for individuals grappling with existential questions, therapists who confront the existential concerns of their clients, and anyone interested in understanding the role of death in shaping human culture and personal identity. By exploring Becker's thorough analysis, readers can gain insights into the motivations behind their fears, aspirations, and the societal structures that manifest from our collective denial of death. The book offers profound insights into dealing with the awareness of mortality, making it a timeless resource for seeking a deeper understanding of human nature and our attempts to find significance in the shadow of death. If you would like to support Ernest Becker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.